Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for being a part of the pod. This one is pod only, no YouTube. But if you would like to subscribe to the YouTube page, it's free. House of L, if you're searching on YouTube, we put a lot of videos up, and I am going to be having a giveaway for some Remy products. I got a visit from the Remy Martin Ferry this week, and I have a box of liquor, and I am going to give some loyal listeners and viewers and let you get in on that, because I can't drink all of this. We're brought to you, by the way, by Remy Martin. Team up for excellence. That's what we're doing with Remy Martin. So happy that they are a part of the project here on House of L, and I have an opportunity to catch my breath after the goings-on over the last couple of weeks. It has been really fun to be on the afternoon show, and I thank those guys on the afternoon show, Shane and Tanny and Speegs, for welcoming me with open arms and making this transition very easy for me. And I'm thankful that I get to walk in and come in with some ideas and add it to all of the things that they've already built. And I'm excited about what happens going forward. Like, really excited, rejuvenated. I also want to thank the show that I left. And I think Marshall Harris is going to be phenomenal. I think that it's weird because I've gone from being the young guy on air to now one of the older guys on air, because I've been at the score for so long, and it definitely gets you thinking about your own career mortality and kind of things that you want to do. And, you know, like in previous episodes, I've talked about wanderlust and how I, as I approach 50, what I want to do, what I want to do next. And maybe the next is nothing. Maybe I want to try to put myself in a position where the only thing that I'm worried about is House of L. But I've really enjoyed this, and I didn't know what to expect when I walked in the door, but everyone from the bosses down have made it very easy for me to do this. And I want to thank the bosses because I haven't had a chance to, and I know shit's been a little wild and there's been crazy stuff out there. I didn't really know Kevin Cassidy. I mean, he played a game of softball with us earlier in the year, and I didn't really know him. And throughout all of this, I've gotten to know him a little bit, and I really appreciate that he was super receptive to listening, and he was very straightforward in what it is that he wants to accomplish. And when you can get a straightforward directive from your bosses, it makes things very easy. Same thing for Mitch Rosen. He's always been an advocate as well as a friend and as a boss. And I thank him too for keeping me in the loop like this whole time. I didn't know how any of this was going to go, but he kept me in the loop the whole time on what was possible. If A, then B. If B, would you be interested in C? All of that stuff. So thank you. To both of those guys who, when we talked last week and they said, we think this is the direction that we're going to go in. Are you good with it? Yes. And I'm like, do you guys need me for the rest of the week? And they're like, no, like we're going to start this thing on Monday. And I said, I could really use getting out of town. And they were like, do that. Go ahead and get out of town and be ready. Bring your ass back here and be ready to work on Monday. Cool. So I took a trip to Arizona because Arizona is my happy place. Outside of, obviously, the south side of Chicago. But Arizona is my happy place. The weather was nice enough in the Phoenix area, but I spent a lot of time in Flagstaff because if you've never been, and I was saying this to a friend of mine, I was trying to explain that if you go to Flagstaff, like obviously, well, I mean, unless you're like rich, you could fly into Sedona. I don't have money like that, but you usually will fly into Phoenix and then you drive up the mountain. You drive up I-17. And when you're driving in Arizona, especially this time of year, it's so fun to watch how the scenery changes. When you're in Phoenix and you're making your way north of Phoenix, it's brown, it's yellow, it's red. When you get to Sedona, now there's so much beautiful red that's there for you as far as a landscape goes. But it's still deserty enough that you see the browns and how the browns interact with the reds and not the football team and the baseball team, and not people, the actual scenery. And then it's about, what, 40 miles from Sedona to Flagstaff. That's where you see the change. And it goes from browns and reds to green. It's so beautiful. And then the pine trees go from little teeny tiny pine trees to some of the biggest pine trees you've ever seen in your life. The elevation jump, Phoenix is like 1100. Like it's like Chicago. Like it's Phoenix is a valley. So there, while there are mountains to climb, when you're just hanging out, you're at about 1100 feet. Sedona is about 4,000 feet. And there's still lots of beautiful. If you have the cash, you should go to Sedona, but Flagstaff is 7,200. And so there's a couple different places that I like to hike, and I'm not telling you any secrets. A lot of people know about Buffalo Park. Buffalo Park is amazing. And the reason that it's amazing is that whatever you want your adventure to be, you can have it. Now, for me, I've got sickle cell trait, so I have to be careful in altitude. Sometimes, most of the time, I'm not bothered by altitude. I was last year in Denver. So I have to be careful. Climbing is not my favorite thing to do at that elevation. I feel like you're getting what you need just by walking around, because you're walking around at 7,200 feet. And in Chicago, what is it, 650? And obviously Phoenix is 1,100. Buffalo Park has trails that you don't have to climb. They're just walking trails. And trust me, 30 minutes out there is enough for your lungs to just feel it. And so I went and I had a great time. And it was so, as far as like clearing your mind, it's interesting to me that as I got older, that's when I started to appreciate nature more. Like, I love in the city, Promontory Point is like my favorite place to go. Like, anyone with any sort of authority when it comes to what happens to me after I die, know that I want my ashes or part of my ashes sprinkled on the easternmost point of Promontory Point so that I can see, be on the water, and I can see the city downtown. But it, you don't appreciate some of that stuff like when you're younger, and or at least I did, and I don't want to globalize this. You might have a great appreciation for the outdoors. Just how calming it is, and how sometimes you just want to be in a place that's quiet and beautiful. There's this base, this high school baseball. I got to find out what the name of this high school is. Not far from Buffalo Park, maybe like a quarter mile, there's a high school baseball diamond with mountains in the backdrop. It's lush and green, and I don't know how you would play there without being distracted because it's so beautiful. And you just sit. And that's what I did. I was just able to sit and clear my head and get ready for the new challenge of doing the afternoon show. And got to just kind of take a deep breath because it had been a rough week. Between getting my ass kicked at the dentist and then dealing with the side effects of the antibiotics versus me and my Crohn's, it was rough. So getting a chance to just take a deep breath after being off the drugs, los drogas, and just taking in some fresh air at high altitude was fun. I recommend that to everyone to do that occasionally. And I, you know, I'm a big proponent of Arizona. I have not been to Utah yet. And everyone tells me that Utah is all of those things that I'm talking about. I just have never been. I don't, and maybe the exploration is the next reason why I go. But I've been to Colorado. I really like Boulder. You know how I feel about the Denver airport. I love New Mexico. Like, really love it. And it kind of came down to, like, when I was like, I'm getting out of town, it kind of came down to Flagstaff or Santa Fe. Because Santa Fe is similar. It's, oh, the other thing about being in Flagstaff is that if it's 100 degrees in Phoenix, and it wasn't last week, it was like 90, which is perfect. But if it's 100 degrees in Phoenix, it's probably 75 in Flagstaff. So you get the sun, and you have to be careful because it sneaks up on you. You can end up getting some sun damage very easily in Flagstaff because of altitude and it not being hot. And you'll be like, man, this feels great. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm red. I have some melanin, but dark skin people, we also have to make sure that we use sunscreen when we can. That's the end of my public service announcement. And so it was great. It was really refreshing. Then I made a decision about something that I've been struggling with. And I wanted to share with you how it went. I'll explain next.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, so here are usually the rules, especially for those who don't do it often. If you are going to go to Flagstaff, it's about a two-hour drive up I-17, which is the most white-knuckle driving that I ever do. It is scary. You see the truck runoffs. It's not comfortable, okay? Most of the time, people tell you that if you're not from there, you don't want to try to go down the mountain at night. It's too dark and it's too treacherous. So I got my hike in and I hightailed it back down the mountain, made my way back to Phoenix, Scottsdale, for dinner. Okay. Sun was still up. And then it was like, I had a fairly early flight. Now my flight ended up getting delayed. So it gave me a chance to try something. When I go to Phoenix, I have, I've noticed that the Waymo company has had these cars and they have these things on the top of them that are spinning. And years ago, I figured, oh, they're just mapping out the area for whatever reason. And now I realize that they've turned this into the autonomous car. So when you go to Phoenix, if you end up going for spring training, or if you're going, I'm going down there for Bears Cardinals, I'm going to spend some time in AZ leading up to that game, you'll see them all over the place. You're going to see these cars that don't have drivers, and it can be a little disconcerting. Like, I'm always really careful with crossing the street because there's been some stuff on people who are a little bit darker, and I am light skinned, but overall I would be in the category of dark. But so, you know, there have been times when people who are a little darker have not been recognized by some of these cars. And so I'm very careful when I cross the street in Arizona. I like downtown Phoenix a lot. And you see the Waymo cars out there all the time. Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O. If you want to check out their website and see all the places that they're operating. They're in California. I want to say they're in Austin, because obviously, and they're in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. I don't think in Arizona they're allowed to be on the highway, but I don't have that confirmed. The reason that I bring it up is because I needed a ride back to the airport. So I didn't want to rent a car from the airport, because it's usually extra. So not far from where I was staying, there's a rental car place that I like. I got the car from there, took the car back, and been Ubering back and forth to anything that I needed in Phoenix, Scottsdale. So Saturday, when I'm like, okay, I'm up early. I did my yoga. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to for all of this new stuff to start. And I said, well, why don't you try something new too? Why don't you try being in a driverless car? Take that to the airport. It was really easy. The Waymo app, I was able to Apple Pay with that. It was cheaper, obviously, which is a whole nother discussion. And if you're bristling at the idea of machines replacing human beings, I totally understand where you're coming from. In a lot of respects, I support it. I did want to try this out, though. And it was one of those things where I wanted to be brave about something. And I'm like, I've been seeing these cars for years. I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. And I said, okay, this is a fairly simple trip from where I'm at to the airport. Let's see what this is like. So I ordered the car and I waited. It took a little longer than what Lyft and Uber were offering up. But I waited and I had time because my flight was delayed. They have this screen at the top of the car and it has your initials on it, so you know that it's your Waymo. And then you can unlock the car with your app. So I did that. I get in the car. It's strange. Like, it's a strange sensation. But I kept telling myself, well, this is like getting on a tram or getting on a train. Obviously, you're in traffic instead of on a rail. But that's how I justified it in my head and convinced myself to have some courage. It made the turnaround to get back to where we were going pretty easy. Like I said, I don't think that they are allowed on the highways yet out there. So the trip took about 6 minutes longer than it would ordinarily. But I was able to, you know, strap in, you put your seatbelt on. It's very like calming music that plays and you can choose what you want to listen to, but I was kind of digging the calm vibe because I needed to be calm. And then 17 minutes later, or no, it was 22 minutes later. 22 minutes later, I was at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. It was totally fine. Once you got over the weird, like like there's another person in the car. The car was in traffic. And I'm sitting there and I took a picture and it's the thumbnail for this, or took a video. It's the thumbnail for this episode of being in traffic and there not being a driver. And it went smooth. The only thing that I'll say is the stops are still... Abrupt is not the right word. it feels like you're driving with a new driver. And I guess you are, in a sense. That was the only thing. It wasn't even like stop short stuff. It was just kind of, it wasn't a smooth stop most of the time. It's just kind of a little clunky. But I jumped out of the car, got my stuff, you know, didn't close the door until I was certain that I had taken everything out of the car. The car was nice and clean. The cars, by the way, are Jaguars. The Waymo cars are a fleet of Jaguars. And they're, you know, fitted so that the technology can work. And I'm curious to learn more about it. And then I like took a breath, and then the car went on and picked up the next person who was like right there. It was an experience. Now, when I posted the video on Instagram, the replies that I got from folks, and I understood it, were like, never. I texted my mom, and I told her, I said, listen, I'm in this driverless car, because she and I have been having this discussion about whether or not you would feel comfortable taking one. And with her anxiety and my anxiety, the answer for the most part has been no. But I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm in this car and we're supposed to be going to the airport. So if you don't hear from me in 30 minutes, trouble's a brewing. But no, everything was fine. But the reaction that I got to the post is people like, I would never do that. And I was in your boat. I was in the boat of, I would never do that. And I'm so glad that I did. One, it was, whenever you challenge yourself when it comes to the idea of fear, I think that that's important. As long as it's not, you know, you're not putting like your life in danger. And I guess technically I was. But I didn't see it that way. Like most of the stories that I've read about the Waymo one has been fine. I've seen people and talked to people when I'm in Phoenix about their experience, and they're like, it's fine. And you don't have to talk to anyone. And I was thinking about that because on the trip in, the Uber that I took to go get the rent a car, you have to build like instant relationships with your Uber driver. And sometimes it's fine and sometimes it's not. In this case, I am someone who values silence. And I know that that's weird for someone who does a radio show and does a podcast and talks too much anyway. But I value silence, especially when I'm traveling. Because I'm trying to hold all of my anxiety about whatever in and work through it. So for me, it was the most peaceful ride I could think of. Now, I love giving you guys like full disclosure on stuff. I am not being paid by Waymo One at all. They don't even know who I am, other than, I guess they know now because they do send me emails and stuff. But they don't know that I do this. They don't know that I talk to you. They're not paying me. It was just something to try. And so if you go out there for Bears Cardinals in week 9, like I'm going to, or if you're out there on business, or if you're going to go hiking, or if you're going to go to spring training next year, try it. Try it. Take a short trip. Maybe don't do the airport thing first. But if you're in Scottsdale and you want to get around and you don't want to do the golf cart thing, which is huge there, try it. I'm really glad that I did. I was really glad that I, my mom jokes about this all the time when we talk, and she talks about being brave. And I hear that, like I hear her voice a lot in situations that are tough. I hear her say, be brave. And it's a small thing to get into a self-driving car. But I thought in that moment, I was brave and I was proud of myself for that. So try it and you might feel similarly. One more thing before I get out of here. I can't really find the way to put this on the air without making Spiegs or Shane or Tanny like uncomfortable, because I just wanted to express something and I don't want to take up the radio show's time to do it. And that's the beautiful thing about House of L. I have a friend, someone who I absolutely love, that received the gift of life this week through organ donation. And it was the best thing. It was the best thing that I heard in months. This person had been struggling in silence for a long time. And everyone who loves this person knew that this is what they needed, but they were still being really strong and not complaining. And we were like, you can complain. It's totally okay for you to complain. And dealing with autoimmune diseases and what it can do to your body and to your organs, I'm very sensitive to that because Crohn's is autoimmune. And this person and I, beyond our bond that we have, just because like we love each other, we also have that bond. And it's nice to cry tears of joy. Like you forget how good that feels to emote in a way that you don't have any other way to express how happy you are than to let it go and like let those tears out. And so I know that there are plenty of people that are organ donors and they have it on the back of their cards, and you feel for the family who lost their loved one to help your loved one live. But the idea that that sacrifice allows someone that you love to keep being there, and it's selfish, like, you know, to be there for you, but like for them to live their life, it was a stunning piece of joy that I was given when I found out this. And my friend said, you're not going to believe this, but, and I'm like, wait, what? And they were already home from the procedure. And those little moments of joy are so important. And it was such a perspective thing for me. And I try to be present, but you feel like you have all of this stuff that is going on in your world. And then you are slapped with the reality of people who really mean something to you, and the idea of them not being there. So to get that news this week was phenomenal. If you've been touched by organ donation where you lost a loved one and their organs went on to help other people live, like, God bless you and them. And I got my license renewed because, you know, I lost my license stuff. And the folks out at the DMV in Midlothian were, like, really nice. And look, my body is crap. Between like sickle cell trait and having Crohn's and having a big portion of your colon taken out, having alpha thalassemia, like all this stuff that goes on inside of my body, it's crap. But when they asked, do you want to be a donor? The answer was yes. And this person was why, because I kept thinking about what they might need. So when you're asked that question, if you don't have any religious objections to it, and I get that, and I'm respectful of that, I understand it. Donate. Because you don't, like, I was thinking about how that person lit up my world by telling me that they were going to be okay. And that you share that good news with other people who love that person. And then it lights up their world. And you go, that one thing, that donation from that person has already impacted the lives of so many people. And that's really powerful. My friend is doing really well. And I'm thankful . And I thank you for listening and indulging me in a wacky episode of the podcast. It may be something that you weren't expecting today, but thank you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there try to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.